Good morning. November 5th, 7:36 a.m. The day four was quite productive for NaNoWriMo. For me, I got almost 10,000 words. I fell short by about 400 at the end of the day. Someone asked me this morning how long it took, and it took, it took all day. It was about 7 hours of continuous writing. I had 1,500 words before I got on my walk in the morning, so that was a leg up. I had several interruptions over the course of the day, including a trip to pick up kids from school, and I had to make a meal or two, and I had to clean the kitchen floor. So it was a bit of a day, but not too bad. And it was close to 8:30 when I finally broke the 30,000 mark. It was my goal for the day was to break 30K, and I did it. So that was the trip, and then I collapsed and went to bed. So today is Saturday. There are no school runs due today. There are meals to fix. There is a shopping trip sometime in the offing today. Not quite sure how long that will take. There are some chores that need doing in order to free up time for my wife to get a chance at writing some of her words today. So I'm not sure quite how close to the next 10,000 I'm going to get before the day is out. I've had 1,000 words in so far this morning. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to make at least 5,000. If I don't make 10,000 today, then it's unlikely that I'll make 10,000 tomorrow, Sunday, and be able to finish by the 6th. Even finishing by the 7th would be rather better than I did in my last NaNoWriMo, where it took me 14 days to write the first 50,000 words. I'm well ahead of that at the moment. Well ahead of the pace. I have a good idea where the story is going next. I need to get back to my keyboard and write it. I also need to make some breakfast because I'm quite hungry this morning. That'll have to wait. It's Saturday morning. People won't be up and moving around this morning until somewhat later. So, be it. Let's see here. This seems to be packed pretty well. It's still very uneven walking when you cross the street. The last thing I need is to fall and twist something or break something. And it's Saturday morning, so there's not a lot of traffic out here today. For a change, as a blessing, we'll take that. The other question I got asked was, will it take a lot of editing? And I really don't know yet. The words themselves seem to flow pretty well. Do they need to be chopped out? Could be. I really do need to see how the whole story goes before I really know which pieces of it need to be played with. The goal, of course, for NaNoWriMo is to put as many words down as you can and then worry about editing next month. So, should I luck out and manage to get my first 50,000 done within a week, within the week, the first week of NaNoWriMo, I will be pressing forward to finish the story. We are somewhere near the midpoint, and I'm not exactly following the Hollywood model, the Hollywood formula. There are still a few more questions that I think we've raised most of them. I think there will be some that won't be answered right away. There's one question that we haven't actually raised much yet. I'm not sure we will in this book or not. I haven't decided. I kind of think so, but I'm not sure. The book unfolds at its own pace and in its own way. And I'm finding it quite gratifying to have it do so. I've had a great deal of fun writing this. Whether or not it's actually readable, I don't know. It is a much more leisurely story. There is much more description. There's more exposition of the world and some commentary on it that I think was certainly missing in the first book. And I'm thinking that it's necessary here in the middle book in order to lay the groundwork for what will come in book three. And then any other additional 10 Fairport adventures that might follow. So we'll see how this all works out. I don't exactly know, which is why it's so exciting. Here comes my friend, the jogger. He'll offer me a jaunty greeting, I'm sure, as we pass. A better man than I am to be running. I tell you, I do well to walk. So, yeah, 30,000 words. Good morning. So 30,000 words as of yesterday, 30,500, or something over 31,000 right now. And the new day dawns quite nicely. It's a beautiful yellow sunrise this morning, which means probably no bad weather today. It's a little warmer today than it was yesterday by about 10 degrees, so that's also welcome. I'm not shivering in my jacket this morning, as I have been known to do. I've been listening to Escape Pod, the Clockwork Fagin story, in the last little bit. It's a long story, and I'm having trouble finding enough uninterrupted time to be able to listen to big chunks of it, so it's a little bit fractured, but I'm very much enjoying this story. I don't as a rule read Doctorow. I know he's he's one of the names, he's one of the guys, Boing Boing and all that, but he's not one of the authors that I go out of my way to track down and find. So this is an opportunity for me to get a chance to approach some of his work in a way that's affordable, accessible, whatever, easily done. And I must confess, I'm enjoying it. The narrator, Brandt, what's his name, Boccaccio, the Dr. Floyd guy, poster boy, I think, on Twitter. So he's very, very humorous. He has some very, very good delivery, and other than some questionable pronunciation here and there, it's a pretty decent tell. It's a pretty decent read. So I am enjoying it. And more to the point, he's offered me some suggestions. I've been struggling with a plot point here, and I think I've solved it, thanks in large part to some of the story in Clockwork Fagin. It's given me some ideas about how I might achieve a particularly nefarious goal that has been sort of percolating away in the back of my mind, but needs to get a little more concrete now. I'm quite looking forward to figuring out how this all works, because it's quite exciting, though. As I've said more than once in the last 2 days. Good morning, Easy Doug. So, lovely, lovely day. I'm really looking forward to getting some cranking in. Unfortunately, I didn't get really enough sleep last night. I went to bed at 9, almost precisely. It was probably like 9:30 when I finally nodded off to sleep. 5 o'clock, the cats woke me, and the piteous whining got to me, and I was forced to rise ahead of when my eyes actually wanted to open today, which is unfortunate. However, did get me up, get me moving. I got 1,000 words in. I can go home and have a second cup of coffee. Yes, a second. I've had one already. And perhaps a small nosh while I wait for the fam to rise. I made a ham yesterday. Ham and yams, one of the local favorites. And also quite easy to prepare because it only needs me to throw a bunch of stuff in the oven and turn on the oven. And a few hours later, dinner emerges, which means I don't spend an hour or more cooking something in the kitchen. I'll make up for that today because I have a bit of a hankering for ham and eggs. And I've got the ham, and I've got the eggs. And as much as I do enjoy bacon and eggs, now, ever since I had ham and eggs in New Jersey at that diner on the way back from visiting my sister in October, I've had this fixation on ham and eggs. I had an interesting egg sandwich here. One of the regular features of the supermarket deli is maple ham. And I got a few slices of maple ham and grilled it underneath a fried egg, which then went into a sandwich and was quite delicious. So I've been looking forward to some more variations of ham and eggs, some toast. I love potatoes, but it would take so long to make fried potatoes this morning. It's just not worth it. I did have what I hoped would be the prototype for Frank's Finest. Didn't work out. I know exactly why. I know what I need to do to fix it. And what I need now is time to do it. Probably won't happen this month because I've got too much stuff to do between writing and reading. I do have some more reading to do. But I do want to try to make a run at doing two different books in the same NaNoWriMo. Now, this will force me into a writing habit that I hope is going to continue beyond November into December, where the editing and the writing and the reading becomes much more part of an integrated day, where, for example, I might write for a few hours in the morning, and then when the house clears out, read aloud, record for a few hours in the mid-morning, do some editing, both in print and in audio, have a little lunch, drink a little beer, and continue on in a similar vein through the afternoon. I'm pretty sure that I'm not going to be able to devote the same kind of energy that I can during NaNoWriMo, but we'll see. We'll see indeed. There is a write-in today, and I would really like to take the spouse and her laptop and my laptop and take her to a write-in so that she has the opportunity to participate in the larger social aspect of NaNoWriMo. And in a way that I have not yet been able to myself. Well, that could be interesting. The other side of that is that if we just sit here and work, then we might actually get stuff done, and the coffee pot is handy, and the bathroom is right next door. So convenience counts. The question is whether or not the distraction of being at home overwhelms the convenience in terms of throughput. In terms of output. I don't know. We'll have to see what she says. she may not feel up to it today. She's put in a whole week's worth of work, and I am so proud. This is the first week that she has gone 5 days in a row to work, and I'm not exaggerating when I say months. She's had some serious health problems that have precluded her going to work daily in the kind of schedule that one is used to seeing from a fully employed adult. And it has caused no end of stress for all of us to have her be so sick. So she went all week last week. She's feeling a bit drained, quite a lot tired, rather put upon. And so I'm going to try to do what I can do this weekend to give her some writing time. And that might mean that I sacrifice my deadline goal for the greater good of the harmonious family. So we'll see. We'll see how this all works out. It's early morning yet. We've still plenty of time for the day to either become stellar or flush down the toilet. We have opportunities in either direction for the course of the day today. We have to just wait and see how it unfolds. Made the turn, coming along the side of the park now. Sun is brilliant this morning. It's got a little bit of hazy cloud in front of it, but it's so bright I can't really look in that direction very long. Lovely, lovely morning. The sun glinting off snow. I know it's November. I'm going to be so tired of snow before this winter is over. I'm already tired of snow, and it's only November. But I have to say that having snow puts me in a holiday mood. It puts me in a festive spirit. I don't think they'll be playing soccer on the field today. They were playing soccer out here, I think, was it Wednesday night? Tuesday night, just before the snow hit. They were out here playing soccer. The previous storm had melted completely away. I don't believe they will be playing today. Just a hunch on my part. I did finally get my walk shoveled. I still haven't got the tree limbs pulled out and down. There are more yet still to go. Let's see, I've lost another one. We do need to find someone to come to undo the mess. Everyone still has big piles of brush out front. The city hasn't come around to pick up yet. I noticed that they had started last week in some of the other neighborhoods. And luckily, they hadn't gotten here yet. And in the other neighborhoods, I suspect they'll be going back for some second helpings. Wow. I lost some serious limbs here. I'm looking up at my poor maple. It looks a little lopsided now. Ah, well. A tree is a tree. Perfect, it doesn't have to be. Here I am. Back home again. A lovely morning. And I'm looking forward to a day of writing. And reminding you that tomorrow is another day.